It's Friday, October 22nd, 2010. Here's some news and announcements from Oroville, beginning with a weather report. It's overcast today. The temperature high is 31 degrees. The wind is southwest, 14 kilometers per hour, and the heat index is 37. Tonight, chance of a thunderstorm with a low of 26 degrees, winds south-southwesterly, 18 kilometers per hour. Following is an excerpt from the Farm Group presentation entitled Growing Food for Oroville. Listen now to Jeff of Discipline Farm.
In Oroville, most of the farms are organic, not absolutely all. And this is one of the things that was originally said by the mother when Oroville was started, that it should be organic food. Most of the farms have developed not having to change out of chemical back into organic, but just coming from organic from the first. In India, I think the situation is that traditionally, 100 years ago, it was all natural farming. It was all local vegetables, local pumpkins, local dals and rices and everything, and millets. And then during the 60s, 70s, the Green Revolution came, because this was the amazing thing that was going to solve all the food problems. And so there was a big push for highly developed rice and fertilizers and pesticides and so on. And then in the last 5-10 years, it hasn't been able to deliver what it was promising. What for us is normal food, carrots, potatoes,
cauliflower,
lettuce, any of these things that we're used to, will only grow here, if we're lucky, in December, January, February, March. And after that, you can't get these things. So if we talk about our own food, then we have to either change our diet. And because I guess at this time of the rest of the year, the traditional Indian diet is probably lentils and dals, grains.
Bottle gourds.
Pumpkins and gourds. Aubergines.
Banana.
Aubergines. Yeah. Okra, banana as a vegetable. Spinaches. Lots of spinaches. And that's it. All the other things, forget it. No tomatoes, no lettuce.
No wheat.
No wheat. Yeah, wheat is a North Indian thing. It's just rice area. So for us, we want to also promote and encourage at least a degree of change over to more local things, because otherwise we have to import it, whether it's from Kodaikanal or further away. The rice, anyway, if we eat bread, of course we have to bring the wheat has to come from somewhere else in India.
There are certain plants in the Matra Mandir garden who have a taste for coffee grounds, that stuff left over after you've brewed your coffee. If anyone could save these and either bring them to Matra Mandir Gardens or contact Noel at earthyoga@hotmail.com, it would be muchly appreciated. The need is for as much as possible on a regular basis for the foreseeable future. Kailash Clinic has been serving over 1,000 Orovillians and many guests and volunteers from its temporary home in Kailash community since July 2008. Now, 50% of the funds required have been raised for Phase 1 for a permanent place, which will be near ARCA and called Institute for Integral Health. Construction is expected to start at the end of this year. For now, a larger temporary space of 80 to 100 square meters is needed for the clinic to continue until mid-2012. Therefore, an appeal goes out. The Kailash Health Team will be grateful for donations towards the continuation of their services and the future of the community's improved health care. Their account number is 251938. Oroville Marathon, 2011, 4th edition. The season of running events started in India, with events being conducted in various cities. And in recent years, Oroville Marathon emerged as one of the favorite events of recreational runners in India. Enquiries for the next marathon began soon after the third edition in February 2010, so here it is. The fourth edition will be Sunday, February 13, 2011. The numbers of runners have increased from 200 in the beginning to nearly 1,000. So with increased numbers come increased responsibility, and the support of the community in helping to organize another successful event is required. Oroville Runners will offer training for runners who wish to participate in the 10-kilometer half marathon and the full marathon events. The training starts on Sunday, October 31st, 6 a.m., and will include a group run every Sunday and individual training runs on weekdays. This inaugural training run will start from Certitude Sports Ground. Runners are requested to assemble at 5:45 a.m. 1 year ago, the fledgling Oroville Ultimate Frisbee team played in its first tournament, gaining valuable experience and emerging with an award for Spirit of the Game in Chennai. Since then, the team has competed in Kodaikanal and in Bangalore. And with each match, the team's skills improved, as did their high level of positive spirit and unity, winning more games than losing. And 2 weeks ago, the team traveled again to Chennai for 3 days of Ultimate as one of 15 teams competing, and took a new name for themselves, Spinergy. That's a Frisbee twist on the word synergy, which means synergy is actually defined as a cohesive group being more than the sum of its parts. They won some and they lost some, but they did again win the Spirit of the Game Award for the second year in a row. Now, anyone who would like to join in this special game, just come on Saturday and Monday afternoons to Certitude around 4:30 and look out for the Frisbees arcing through the air and the smiling faces. And we close with this from Nolini Kanta Gupta, Collected Works, Volume 6, a quote from the mother. "Just see. Look at me. I am here, back in my new body, divine, transformed, and glorious. And I am the same mother, still human. Do not worry. Do not be concerned about your own self, your progress and realization, nor about others. I am here. Look at me. Gaze into me. Enter into me wholly. Merge into my being. Lose yourself into my love with your love. You will see all problems solved, everything done. Forget all else. Forget the world. Remember me alone. Be one with me, with my love." You've been listening to Oroville Radio with Marlenka on microphone, in studio Andrea, Miriam, and Yahalom. Comments and questions may be directed to oroville radio.org. Thanks for listening.